What's up, everybody? Welcome to 12 Points from America, the only Eurovision podcast. And
what happened to the rest of them?
I don't know. It's just us.
Thanos snap.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Serbia's Thanos snapped them out.
Yeah. That's
all right. We got Danny. We got Liz. I think Sam is going to be joining us. She's recording another podcast at this exact moment.
How dare she?
It's the way accreditation works, you know, sometimes you gotta rub various backs or whatever. Anyway, listen, Sam will be here, I think, but we just watched Semi-1 all the way from over here in Minnesota, in the United States, country that
still
always
light out.
Yeah. Yep. It's not midnight here, so that's cool. You can still have a pork chop or something. Danny, you are the one among us who had not seen the run throughs yesterday and this morning. Uh-huh. What were some of your impressions of semifinal one?
My first impression is, especially as a viewer primarily through TV of the past contests, is how small everyone looks on stage. That doesn't really come across in the vertically framed like jury previews that they've put on social media very freely. But I was really shocked at how everyone feels dwarfed by the stage. Looked especially true with Georgia, with our poor bees from Georgia.
Yeah.
Looked even with Croatia, which has a baller ass staging. Everyone looks very small. It made it all the more apparent when we got to Finland, which seemed to realize that this is a show being broadcast on television and you can move the camera close. It really looks spectacular, what Finland is doing. It looks mm-hmm. different from everyone else, particularly.
Yeah, they in Greece, I feel like, did the best job of using the entire stage.
Mm-hmm.
And like being told, okay, this is your space, you can do whatever you want with it, and then actually using it as opposed to just looking at a couple of the non-qualifiers, Georgia, you mentioned, and Estonia, who were just relatively static. Let's pour a few out for the non-qualifiers really quick. And I think we can start with Georgia. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And Montenegro.
Yeah.
I really came around hard on Montenegro, but it was obvious that her vocals needed training.
Liz, you pointed out something specific.
Yeah,
about that.
My notice on that was that it seemed like her vocals got particularly pitchy every time she looked up at the camera that was above her. And so it made me wonder if, like, just the movement and how her neck and her vocal cords are being pulled by that action was something that she wasn't able to overcome in her training or her vocals, which is a bummer because it's a great song. It was a kind of a decent staging. So sad to see him go.
It had some momentum too. I mean, it had moved into the top 10 in the qualifying odds. It's the only one from the top 10 that didn't make it. I have that backwards. It had actually dropped out, but it had been there for a long time. I think there were maybe some of these concerns yesterday. The one that had snuck into the top 10 but didn't make it was Portugal. Which,
oh God, no, some wishful thinking just because it's Portugal.
I mean, you're going right after a song like Greece, and you don't really get Greece because you're either old or just it's not your thing or whatever. I could see that Portuguese song feeling like a breath of fresh air. Oh, ooh,
no, ooh, it ends ooh. Up feeling like a NyQuil.
Yeah, fine. Fair enough. We've got another guest whose device is not, it's Derek,
welcome. Hey,
glad you made it as well. Derek, we were just talking about the non-qualifiers.
We're pouring some out.
And I guess the other thing I'll add on Georgia is just on when the stage is this, like, you're right, Danny, this stage really has a way of dwarfing people.
Yeah.
And when you're on this gigantic stage and your whole choreo is just moving your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like
moving your fingers, really.
Yeah,
their fingers.
They walked down the runway once, but like the camera shots, you don't need to show how big this thing is when you're not using any of it. Like there were some unfortunate choices made there. I think that they did a good job of incorporating more harmonies and more of the Mariam's vocals into it by the end. Like there's stuff about it that's commendable, but man, it had no shot.
No,
it really had no shot.
Everything that wound up among those five, it was it felt right. It sort of feels predictable that those ended up there. It's just that I think there were two slots sort of after an assumed 7 or 8 that mm-hmm. was kind of a toss-up. I was very happy to see Belgium go through. I was very worried because I also had not heard... So on the studio version, she sings that whole pre-chorus in that falsetto. You know, like, call me queen. Like, that's all falsetto. I did not like having her go across her vocal break now. Because now it's like, call me queen. Like, it does not... I don't think it sounds good. And it sounds so pitchy and hard to control doing the live vocals. I was very worried that it was just going to make it sound very bad. Too bad to get enough votes. So I was very happy to see it go through.
It did. It did well. I that's our one shock qualifier from this. I think the other 9 results, and if you're for some reason listening to this, but don't know who qualified, we'll just run it down really quick. Greece, Finland, Belgium, Sweden, Moldova, Israel, Serbia, Croatia, Lithuania, and Poland. Those are, incidentally, the 10 that Liz picked to get through.
Oh, God.
So I got it.
Never going to achieve the Nate Silver of this year.
Early, I hadn't even watched the semifinal yet. Ah, ha, ha.
Good call on Belgium. It just sort of seemed, I mean, it's, we talked about it a little bit. It just kind of gets lost in some of the big bombastic things, but it's a cool song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was so thinking about it. I was looking at, I think our cusp entries probably in like the 8 through 11 slots. My suspicion was Lithuania, Montenegro, and Belgium.
Oh, not Serbia. You think Serbia was comfortable?
No, I thought Serbia was safe.
Oh, okay.
So looking at those, I was thinking, okay, well, I could see Montenegro's vocals struggling a bit yesterday in the previews. And I was like, ooh, I think that's what drops for us.
That could be enough to push it from like 10th.
Yeah, to yeah. So I, you know, it'll be obviously end of the week before we see what the voting actually looked like. But I'm curious now to see if that's exactly how it panned out. Or
there's always that question, who came 10th and who came 11th?
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Sweden at all? During our preview shows, we had talked about how I had complained about her pitchiness during that national final, and how there were talk about how she had laryngitis, she had a cold, she had something. She sounded exactly the same.
Not exactly.
It wasn't great.
To be fair,
it was. She sounded exactly the same. It was the same pitchiness, perhaps. But I would say. Of that first like slew of 6 or 5 or so before we finally got to Finland, all of those people who felt dwarfed by the stage, Sweden still felt dwarfed, but at least when we got that EDM rave lighting, it filled up the space completely. It mm-hmm. felt right. It felt like they knew that there was a big space above everyone on camera. I don't know if it's sort of the camera crew or the system set up this year. It feels like everyone is being shot from slightly higher than normal. So it really makes these people feel smaller than life. Even Sal felt minuscule on that stage. Just felt like a bunch of people running around a high school auditorium. Oh,
speaking of though, can we give some props to Giant Sal?
To Giant Sal.
the best thing about this year, bar none, Giant Sal, just burninating the countryside. I love him.
Just ravaging.
I appreciated just on the topic of Sweden, sorry, Derek, the little bit of interaction with the lights, of the like pushing them around and things like that, some interacting with the background choreo, which is Sweden's want at times, obviously. But I thought it was well done. It was a nice touch. Add a little bit more to those parts of the song that are admittedly not as interesting. I don't know.
Do more of that.
Yeah. I don't know how high the ceiling is for this. I just think there are other things that are going to soak up the votes, particularly Finland. I mean, my God.
Mm-hmm. I've come around. I told you guys in the chat, I've come around big time on Finland, from just sort of acknowledging that it's very good to really being like, okay, I enjoy this and I 100% see it winning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could put money on it now. It just feels like it's time for Finland.
Yeah.
For me, I think what sold it for me was watching the first camera angles that they put out in their 30-second snippet and thinking, oh no, you know, this looks like it looks good and it's well shot and they understand what they're doing in the space. And, you know, when we're talking about a stage that's not being well used by a lot of countries, I think that makes a huge difference. It's not, I mean, obviously that's not the only thing the song has going for it, clearly. And I'm sure we'll talk about it more, but that's, I think that's what sold it for me.
Omi, actually seeing it. I you know, it's interesting to see how many countries are adapting their national finals into their Eurovision performances. I feel like we're seeing that more and more these days. And it's interesting to see how they adapt it or when they just discard it and start over. And this one, I feel like they really thought about the space. They really thought about how they were going to glam it up a bit or improve it rather than just recreate it as is. I have to give some credit to Sweden. I think they did it as well. They made some changes and I think they better used the space than they did if they just did the exact same thing again. Mm-hmm. However, any other country wouldn't have qualified with that. Come on. Any other country. That said, we'll get to Greece in a minute, I think, but watching that Finnish performance, I was like, oh man, this is impeccable. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that she's playing at least most of that violin live, I was completely swept up in it.
Yeah. So there were some concerns. I think some people have, just because it's so popular, there a decent chunk of online Euro fandom seems to have turned against Finland. And perhaps this is maybe what we were looking at with Lorraine and Karja. That the folks who like Ferto are going hard against Finland for being the high art whatever, and
I'm just gonna cut you off right there and say I hate to break it to your Ferto fans, but he's not winning. To let it go.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
not a winner.
Yeah,
it is such a mess. And that was like my number one song too. And I just watching it, I'm like, there's no coherent vision. There's no narrative. It's just random things.
It's missing something.
And it's missing that cohesion, or at least I kept waiting for something to kind of click and bring it all together. And I'm like, nope, it's just stuff. Mm-hmm. And his performance just kind of felt like, yeah, we're just kind of having fun and screwing around. And I'm like, dude, you're one of the favorites.
I mean, having fun and screwing around, I think, fits it okay. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, a minute in, are we still play? Is it still a video game? Is it still like what's going on? I like all of the individual pieces, and then you put it together, and it's like,
what is happening here?
Yeah.
I think the staging, I think, suffers a bit from a lack of narrative structure too. I think if we hold up Greece and Finland next to each other, if like thinking about it not just cinematically but story wise and the you know, just the narrative that they're telling, if you look at Greece, you've got almost like what should be the climax of the song becomes that slow, like genuine part to his mother, and then you whip back into the freneticness of the kind of the main theme, and it seems like the build's wrong on it. Whereas if you look at Finland, my God, they've sent a climax for the third year in a row, literally and metaphorically.
Yeah.
But that, you know, you see an arc to a peak that really, you know, captures the imagination. And
yeah, speaking of the climax of Finland, some folks were just kind of dogging on it, specifically because of how it ended in the jury show, because Pertti has that. Is it Pertti? Peter?
Peter, yeah.
Peter. Pertti is the guy from the band from 2015. Anyway, Guy is singing a high note at the end. And last night, he didn't do great on it.
It was a little pitchy. Like, it should be pitched right along with the violin on that arc. And it was not lined up last night.
But what he did tonight that I thought was brilliant was there is an art to how do I put this, to making a missed note work almost, because by the end he's not really even singing, he's screaming, he's shouting at the end, Zah! Whatever, and when you're doing that, pitch becomes irrelevant. So if and I don't know that this was the case, but if he's like, I don't know that I have the note, I need to just I gotta act it, and he nailed it, and I think it fits that moment perfectly. So I will be really curious to see what he does vocally for that last part as we get into the finals and how they want to do it, because I thought that was intentional or not, a really good change.
I think it kind of reminded me of, it got me thinking about at least Scream from 2019 from Russia, and you saw him, if you watched the semi performance, you watched the rehearsals for the final, and then you watched the final, he really held back in the semis. Like, he's like, I'm just going to do kind of a straightforward performance. I know I'm qualifying. Let's not push anything. But then when he got into those rehearsals for the final, he just, I mean, literally started screaming as part of that chorus. And man, oh man, he really struggled with it at first. And then by the night, he got it. And I'm kind of wondering if he's trying to do something similar, where he's like trying to sort of scream it out, but still have some kind of melody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not that there was no melody at all, but it was just sort of by the end, it was just the raw emotion as opposed to a vocal tone, which was, oh man.
It worked.
We've said this, but first half of this show, unreal. Second half of this show, unreal.
For totally different reasons.
I was starting to wonder about some of these other ones too. Like San Marino performed really well. I think they did.
Well enough.
They stole Greece's tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it better, honestly.
Sinead's vocals were great. Boy George's were there.
present.
She even called it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, it's Boy George. Boy George.
Everyone, look, it's Boy George.
Remember? This old gay guy is.
This is worth a vote, right?
She did do the same thing when she was like, Flo Rida.
But the thing is, Flo Rida called himself up.
Yeah, that's true. No, you have to.
Yeah.
And he had something to do there. He had a whole verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy George had like two lines that he were like haphazardly, mumbled.
The song is still bad.
Really bad.
But I think they did as well as they could have with it.
Yeah.
I was thinking I would be saying right now the same about Vanilla Ninja, but I won't. That was another case of, you know, I think if you nail it, you have they maybe had a shot, but they didn't. The vocals were rough throughout on that one.
What else?
No, you're good.
I was just gonna say Vanilla Ninja, I think coming into this, they had a shot. I think people genuinely believed they were gonna pull it off. And you know, they've been making music for over a decade. Well, maybe even two. I'm not sure the full history, but you'd think of all the acts, they would have it down. They would be like, we're seasoned professionals, we've done numerous performances, we got this. Man, oh man, they really just didn't.
Yeah.
Painful
to
see.
That was rough. Looking at the other qualifiers, I mean, if you haven't heard, we're doing the audience poll again, and Moldova won the audience poll at the jury semi last night, and they didn't just win, they crushed it. So like,
I would not be surprised if they were first or second
in the semi.
That might be a shock.
In terms of votes, like, yeah.
I mean,
could go nuts.
Televote?
The top ones in this televote. Oh, yeah. I mean, Finland's going to have a ton. Israel is obviously going to have a ton. But I think Moldova could be right there. Mm-hmm. If
I think it's between those three.
I mean, just looking at these others, Lithuania and Poland, the last two announced. Those are both, I think, jury carries more than likely. There's a negative connotation with like, oh, you were carried. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they got more points from the juries. And they got enough to get through, because I think both of those were, I mean, we were getting to a point, Danny, you pointed this out when we were watching it, like Poland ended up being a fresh air because she could sing.
Oh my God, imagine because, a singing because contest.
She could hit her notes.
She sounded like the studio version. She sounded like a diva. It was absolutely fantastic. Unimpeachable vocals. Fantastic.
Yeah. And there was, I feel like the staging there actually aided the disjointedness of the song, because I think it gave you something to anchor on. That was a glow up, I think, from what we thought would happen with Poland, ask me a week ago and I think it's an NQ, but you put the staging on and I was like, okay, no, I kind of see the vision now, and saw it come together. So I appreciated that.
I think that's something we talked about when we did our reviews, is if this is going to work, it's going to have a visual element to cue you into those shifts. Because looking at the national final performance, there really wasn't any. It was just kind of in this weird, like completely disconnected choreography too. And I felt like the choreography actually really worked here. And yeah, her vocal performance, I mean, absolutely phenomenal. I know Poland struggles with the juries for some reason. Traditionally, I would like to think that they finally came around on them.
Oh, I think so. And oh gosh, Lithuania, you weirdo. I'm glad it made it. Lithuania is on a great run. And this one was a challenge, I feel like.
I was going to say, not just a run, like Lithuania, like the Roop is like, well, yeah, of course, that one was always going to qualify. But Lithuania sending sort of like Portugal style, we don't care, we're just sending it. Like, really great stuff. Like, you know, Sentimente is one of my absolute favorites. That shouldn't have done as well as it did. I mean, we say shouldn't in quotation marks. It's just like when you send something that feels real, it just works. And maybe that especially the juries are seeing in Lithuania. Yeah. It's like, well, this guy wants to send some art that isn't just some mindless pop song. They're not sending Germany's answer to Bejba. Then fine. Then good. It has never struck me more clearly that this is just a German baby. That's all that is.
Sure. So the last time Lithuania didn't qualify, do you remember?
Perhaps?
2019. Run with the Lion.
And that was because they screwed up the voting. They should have qualified.
Yeah. If we go back to before that, it's Reign of Revolution, I want to say. That was real rough. That one was rough, but I just looking at their six songs in this decade, seven if we want to count 2020, On Fire, Discotheque, Sentimente, Stay, that's Chuto Tuto, Luktelk, Tavo Akis, Solo Quiero Mas.
Luktelk was Lithuania. Yeah. Run. Yeah, that's great.
That's wow. And like those songs have nothing in common, except for the two Roop songs. Those have a lot in common.
I think at this point, we can't count Lithuania out ever. I feel like as long as it's reasonably good, I don't know what it is about them more than any other Baltic country. They have that thing that people like.
That thing.
They really seem to.
They tend to send something that feels... That makes you feel something, I think. You know, whether that, like, we're looking at an art piece this year, which is like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know if I understand this, but it looks cool. And I, you know, like, that robot guy looks neat. And he sings perfectly serviceably. Or, like, I mean, Tavo Akis last year is actually what convinced me that Serbia was going to qualify this year. Because I was like, if Tavo Akis gets through, then yes, Serbia, that's
I know. I think about Gota finishing last. And they did make the final. So, like, maybe I'm just being wrong. But
semifinal voting is different from final voting.
You vote for what you want to qualify, not what you want to win.
Yep. And sometimes those are the same thing. But I think when you get to Saturday, your philosophy is different about what you're paying for. What haven't we touched on?
Well, we talked about Giant Cell.
We did. Huh, we didn't I think talk we did. About the performance Croatia. So much. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Croatia.
Another five-part witch harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Impeccable.
Really, yeah.
Really gorgeous.
It's the floating. The like, oh, they're going to kill her. Sort of... This is a human sacrifice we're watching.
So she weighs as much as a duck.
Burn her.
Yeah, that's so good. It's so weird that we always get one of these and it's always from a different place. And yet the through line is so clear. It's fascinating. But yeah, they crushed it. They were awesome. I have nothing to add there.
Danny, you know, what do you think about Italy now that you've seen the staging?
I think Cell feels dwarfed. I think it is cheesy as hell. I think it is not finishing in the top 10. I think it is lame.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is top 10.
Oh my God.
You think it's like whereabouts in the top 10?
Well, not top 5, but top 10.
No. I could see.
You think it's those 8?
Oh, what if he wins?
He's no.
That stupid little Italian duet with Mahmoud made it to 7, and you think this is 8?
I think this is going to... Yes. I think that song's going to capture a demographic that doesn't have another song in the contest.
Sure.
It's
I mean, other than
it's
Serbia.
A sweet little song. Splitting my votes between Serbia and
Serbia and Cell. Cell Da Vinci overlap.
I want to know where that Venn diagram overlaps. Find me that
Nowhere.
Person.
What percentage? Well, we've established that apparently we don't get to see a lot of detailed voting results. But if they could just tell us how many people voted for both. I want to know.
Only Martin Green knows for sure.
He's not talking.
Oh, he's not. I imagine we will talk about that New York Times article at some point. I don't know that it's going to be this week, but it's interesting. It's quite interesting. I mean, I feel like, you know, there have been things said about we're going to tamp down on the sort of excessive disproportionate voting. Obviously, they discouraged it during the show. Not that that means much. We don't know. We may never know. I mean, we'll have some idea when we start getting the point totals and things like that. If anything of that is is going on and if anything is being done about it. But I don't know. I just think it, in terms of performance for now, I feel like Israel's was one of the more polished ones. I mean,
The choreography was very, very crisp. It felt very, very good. It felt very, very professional.
I've said before, I
only fixate on the chanting.
Yeah. I like his voice. I've said that. I don't really care for the song, but I that's the only qualifier we didn't really talk about.
It's clean,
I
mean, and it's serviceable.
For some reason. It's a serviceable song. Yeah.
Yeah. I find the whole thing kind of, to quote our good friend of the show, Lisa Jane, beige. It's a beige song. It doesn't make you really feel anything. Like, he sings it well. The staging's clean, but there's nothing in there that makes me care.
I mean, that's how I felt about Claude last year, and see how Claude did.
Oh, sure.
Claude didn't even have the Israel fandom behind it. I'm calling it a fandom now.
He qualified and then...
Nice way to term it.
Dropped off the cliff. Yeah. I feel like
Where's Sam?
Yeah.
We're just waiting on Sam now.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you though, watching the show after it's finished airing and being able to skip all the boring crap, man, oh man, just streamlines the whole thing.
Oh, we didn't talk about the boring crap. boy. There's some boring crap.
Before we get to the boring crap, as we're talking about intervals, I actually really enjoyed the circus.
Oh, that was great.
Bit. Like, that was cool. Great.
They're invited to the cookout. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone else, no. No, thank you. And I'm a Gojo stan at this point, and I didn't really even enjoy Austria, Australia.
That was awful. With one exception, which is like, oh, you even have a microphone. That's a good bit. The rest of it was awful.
The guy host, I think, was just insufferable.
Michael Ostrowski.
He is a bit, he seems like, oh, speaking of hosts of things.
Yeah,
Sam!
Hey! Guys, hi.
So, Sam.
We're just talking about how rough the interval acts were, aside from performing.
Yeah. Wasn't thrilled with that. I have no idea what's going to be coming in the second semi and the final, but there were a lot of loo breaks going on over here in the press center. a lot of pee breaks, a lot of refilled tea, a lot of coffee being drunk, a lot of extra time to pick up a couple of white wine spritzers from the commissary over here. I mean, one leads to the other, really, truly.
Yeah.
I mean, it gave us time to check in with each other here in the press center, figure out where our heads were at. But those were a little bit rough. Even though I was happy to see Gojo again. Yeah. Any excuse for Gojo is a good excuse for Gojo. But that was a special time, wasn't it, y'all?
It was. It sure was.
All right. So we've talked about pretty much every song at this point, including that one. What were your biggest surprises? I mean, obviously Belgium getting through is the biggest, maybe the biggest shock. But what are some of your main takeaways, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, Belgium coming through was really very, very surprising. That was one that I think a lot of people had counted out. That was one that just missed the model tally over at ESC Insight. That's one that missed out on the audience poll as well. It was really a surprise. But you know, there's a surprise every year. Part of me is thinking that it is cosmic retribution and the pendulum swinging the other direction after having lost Musti and after having lost Red Sebastian, that it's the universe writing itself just a little bit. So there was a moment of, huh? But sure, I guess. Other surprises, I would say. Some people thought that possibly Lithuania's pudding may have been slightly over-egged in the jury. A couple of really, really dynamic, but I had a feeling that was going to be going through because Lithuania is going to Lithuania in the way that Moldova Moldoves.
We were talking about how we feel like as long as the song is at least okay, Lithuania is just safe now.
I'm okay with that.
Something about them just is clicking.
Yeah.
Kind of what we've said about Portugal, except that this year obviously didn't work out.
I mean, I think a lot of folks here on the ground were thinking that Portugal had actually a really decent chance of making it through. Just for the fact that it was, I'm sorry, I'm still in the middle of the press center. It's still an active press scene over here.
Active crime scene.
Basically. Portugal being, you know, a country that will often surprise when it comes to a result, being so different from everything else and being an absolute breath of fresh air in the running order after so many high intensity songs. And it was beautifully performed. It was actually really very lovely. And I think a lot of people thought that because of its distinction from everything else that it had a shot, but it just didn't quite do it.
It got close.
Yeah. We'll see what the numbers are at on Saturday night after the final is done. But
Sam, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think was last?
It might be Georgia.
I think it's Georgia.
I hate to say it. We know any listeners to our podcast know how much we love our Biscebi. But this wasn't it. This just wasn't it. And it's a shame because they're wonderful. Georgie in particular is wonderful. And I said to a couple other folks here, I would like to see him back as a solo artist in about 5 years' time.
Absolutely.
He's a classically trained pianist, right? Like he's really, really good.
He's very, very talented. This just wasn't the right vehicle, and it's a shame.
I mean, and obviously, like, I think back to Junior, they performed that song. Everyone was like, hell yeah, Biscebi still got it.
Yeah.
And then they picked him for the contest and were like, hell yeah, this is perfect. Yeah. And then they got there and it just didn't really work.
Yeah. I think in a semifinal where so many of the really upbeat dance songs had this sort of maximalism to it, so much going on, that Biscebi seemed almost muted in contrast. And it felt, you know, underbaked. Mm-hmm. You know, something was missing. And I don't know if it was a budgetary thing or what. It just wasn't quite there.
Yeah. Sam, Danny mentioned a thing that he observed, that it just seems like the cameras, I don't know if it's because of where they are or just because of the shots people are choosing to have or what, but the stage is just dwarfing everyone.
I feel like it can, but when it's done well, it's done really, really well. I mean, looking at the case of Croatia, like the camera shots that they pick are masterful. So I think that, you know, you do need a large stage in order to put on a show like this, you know, especially when it comes to things like that circus interval act, for example. It really takes a masterful stage director and a delegation to really select the shots that make it right. So I don't know if it's the stage's fault or the direction.
I'm curious. I don't know how easy it would be to compare these things. I'm curious where the cranes are in relation to where they've been in previous years, because it just seems like there's so many shots that are farther away. And I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they're cranes. They should be able to get anywhere, but maybe there are some challenges with that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not able to take that much in terms of photography while I'm in the first dress rehearsal. They do not allow that at this point. So I cannot report on that myself. Mm-hmm. But I, you know what? I'm going to be in the press hall and the arena for the first dress rehearsal tomorrow. So I'll try to scope things out.
Yeah. I'd be curious if you notice anything, I guess. And thanks to that rule, we got to do maybe our stupidest live tweet session yet.
It was wonderful. Watching it from over here, I shared it with a couple of people. And you were, I'm sorry, the dancing Ruth Bader Ginsburgs.
Listen,
that was evil genius. And this is why I take part in this podcast. This is why we're friends, frankly. Like,
listen, everybody just live tweets info. Nobody tweets Batman and Robin images.
No. I mean, truly. I mean, when we think of Austria, America. Yeah, this is what people come here for.
That's right.
I love it. The stupid.
All right. We should wrap this up. It's getting close to 1 a.m. in Samtown.
Yeah, it is.
Samstown by the Killers. It's Vienna, as it turns out.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine someone will be coming through there with a bell of some kind shortly saying, get out!
I believe they do that. And actually, they are rather stringent about that here. I think they closed at 1 yesterday. I think they're closing slightly later today.
Aha.
Of course, people are still here and nobody's been yelling at me yet, but it'll probably be soon. At the very least, I am hitting a wall.
I can imagine. Drink some and any other.
Yeah. What's that, Derek?
Just drink some cough medicine. You'll be fine.
Oh, God. Yes. Anybody? Yes. When Derek and I were here 11 years ago, I had a terrible head cold that knocked me out of commission for a couple of days. And Derek was kind enough to go to the local Apotec and get me some random ass cough medicine that gave me the weirdest dreams I think I've ever had.
Still got it.
You still got it.
Oh, okay, just so imagine now, the dreams it would give you now.
Yeah, the expired hallucinogenic like cough medicine.
Yeah, it's definitely morphine in this.
Oh yeah.
And anything else you need to get off your chest right now before we go?
Oh man, I miss you guys. I wish y'all were here. A lot of people are sending love. There's, you know, the stress and all the craziness and the uncertainty of this week, but there's also so much joy and despite it being slightly cold out, Austria is lovely. Vienna is just a lovely city. I, you know, walked around, had some dinner with some great friends today, including the always fabulous ESC Gabe. I've been getting to know him, they're wonderful people in this community. They really, really are. And I feel very lucky that I get to be able to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we will be back tomorrow with some thoughts on the first looks at Semi 2. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just keep repeating that until morale improves. So.
Yep. All right. Thanks for having me, even just for a couple of minutes.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Again,
if you want to hear more of my specific thoughts, I am cross-potting, I guess you could say, over at escinsight.com and Radio 6 International over there. So it is a good time. I'm in the capable hands of James Stevenson over there, as he's sort of not the new Ewan Spence, but the substitute Ewan Spence, the head Insight dude in charge for this year. So if you want to hear more of my thoughts, as well as the thoughts of many other brilliant colleagues of ours here in the Press Center, escinsight.com.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Sam. Thank you, Danny, for swinging in. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Aiko, Derek's cat, for stopping by and being cute this whole time.
Yeah.
One of the downsides of an audio podcast.
Out of the mic.
And thank you, Liz, for being for choosing to be married to me.
Hey, and for nailing so right. Yep. 10 out of 10, baby.
10 out of 10.
Prognosticator of prognosticators.
Yeah, so I need to.
We're checking your numbers tomorrow. We're checking your picks, I should say.
Yep,
that's right.
All right, well,
take care, everybody.
Tell us who your picks are. Reach out to us.
Yes, tell us how much more wrong you were than Liz.
That's right.
I'll let you know. Yeah, take care, everyone.
All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ciao.